Blog Talk Radio.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about your mortgage. Introducing the all-new Yourgage from Quicken Loans. Yourgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. In fact, it's the only home loan that allows you to custom design your term anywhere between 8 to 30 years. Here's how it works. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. The Quicken Loans 8-year fixed Yourgage can help. It keeps your term short and lowers your monthly payment. Just call Quicken Loans at 888-249-1425. The Quicken Loans Yourgage. It's a home loan on your terms. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030. Other restrictions apply. Quicken Loans. Engineered to amaze. Call 888-249-1425. That's 888-249-1425.
Nobody teaches it, so no one knows it exists. The dreamer's banished to obscurity. I'm trying to change. Greatest problems it's ever faced. Ever. So whatever you do, don't be bored. This is absolutely the most exciting time we could have possibly hoped to be alive. And things are just starting.
You're here because you know something. What do you know you can't explain? But you feel it. You felt it your entire life. That there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. Like a splinter in your mind. Driving you mad.
I got new stuff. Them
Criminals is the ones that callin' the wild. Up in the business where I be, doing about 100 miles. The world is fucked up, how these niggas be driving drunk. You take a homicide with their bodies off in your trunk. To me, the car does not belong, I use that strong arm robbery. Robbing free, look at me, WMB, backwards. Taking you to the top with these verses. Coming around the projects, make you sleep off in the purse. I got a word of wisdom for those who must resist. You believe in a physical therapist, you can't fuck with this.
Why you sat down by the seashore thinking about some seashells? I was around the corner from Fetton Hill thinking about the B12. Well, maybe not for long because I just done seen the light. I'm packing my screwdriver, so see, I'm gonna be alright. Just moving the steering wheel side to side like a slalom. Now, why you ain't got no problem? I'm just breaking the steering column. I spot him in the middle of the martyr parking lot. I'm hearing a voice in the back of my head yelling, I should stop. But do I stop now? I figure it's a combo. But now I'm going down.
Feeling like Rollo, so follow. It's showtime and it's hollow. Minus the Kiki Shepherd, with about a hoe and a leopard. Red hot, Teddy, Pendergrass, cooler than Freddie Jackson, sipping a milkshake in a snowstorm. That felt so warm in the dorm room at the AU. We blew hay to athletes, might cake you, but you must have been mistaken with them statements that you make, huh?
Public performance. Do not be fooled into thinking it means that only you can play your songs out in public. It sounds like that, but really what we're going back to the exclusive rights. Public performance is one of the exclusive rights given to you. So that means basically anytime there's a public performance of your song, you have to agree to it under copyright law. That can get a little heavy in transaction costs, as you can imagine. The radio station isn't going to call you every time that your song is played, and the TV station. Theoretically, you could prevent a radio station or a television station from playing your song. But in my experience in the last 30 years or something, people are falling over each other, clawing over each other to get their songs on TV and in radio. So what happens is that television stations, radio stations, gap stores, malls, auditoriums, bars that play music, et cetera, anywhere that music is played to the public have to pay for it. They have to pay the song copyright holders, okay? And how is this accomplished? It's accomplished through the public performance societies. In the United States, those societies are ASCAP, BMI, and CSAC. And so how does this work? Okay, well, I write a song, so, and I know it's going to be on the radio and on television, or at least I hope so. I join one of these societies. Let's say I join BMI. I become a member of BMI. And besides me, there's 100,000 other people, or 200,000, or 300,000 songwriters who have also joined BMI. BMI then goes out on behalf of all of us, and they go to every television station and radio station and Gap store and nightclub, etc., etc., and they say, hey, you're playing our music publicly. Please enter into a license agreement with us. We'll set a fair fee, and you will pay us. BMI collects all the money, puts it in a pot, and then tries to give out to its members the money proportionally. So if my song is played on the radio, I actually got a BMI check when I was a musician. We got a lot of radio play, say in the Boston area, and I got a check for $7.81. That same year, REM, for their songs, probably got a check of $781,000 and change. So it depends on how many times your song is played. And it's not an exact science, but it's extrapolated from the information.
When love, yes, after skin to skin, then a straight fist touching, non-stop arguing, something start missing, then the gifts stop coming, romance get dragging, sweetheart start rocking, but them just begin, no jealousy take over, can't sleep at night, I never used to this, I used to move younger like, say all of my love, if I give you it for free, I'm never gonna leave you until the 30 p.m. in the morning when I rise, I'm just before I pop a piece of whispers in my hair, sight and not just energy, in the wink of an eye, you wake up a cry, I look in at the past and I ask the present, why the calling at the phone without the flyer, the long in turn worry and the truth becomes a lie, take a seat when love comes knocking at your door, you must be very sure that you're ready, ready, when love comes knocking at your door, you must be very sure, take a peek through your window, you must be very sure. Before you open it, just take a peek and a look out the side of your window, yeah.
All angry, they think I'm crazy. about the feeling that I have for you. Something tells me that you feel the same way too. It's only a matter of time. Oh, I wanna take you far away, far away, far away. And if you say you'll come all to myself, wanted to tell you, but I found it hard, but couldn't find the courage. When I saw you with another clinging on your arm, and you were to get yourself, I couldn't see my goal. I want you to keep me warm, rubbing on each other all night, all night. I wanna take you far away, far away, far away. When you just say you'll come. Pass my way each and every day. Could you stop just once? Is all I'm asking. Cause I can't seem to help myself. There's something about the way you look. Oh, I wish that we could talk, or even sit and cuddle in the park, gazing in each other's eyes all night. I wanna take you far away, far away, far away. Only to say you'll come. Oh, I want to have you. Can't see me with nobody else. I wanna love you.
Some of you heard, the state of Hawaii released my official long-form birth certificate. Hopefully, that this puts all doubts to rest. But just in case there are any lingering questions, tonight, I'm prepared to go a step further. Tonight, for the first time, I am releasing my official birth video. Obviously, we all know about your credentials and breadth of experience. For example, no, seriously, just recently, in an episode of Celebrity Apprentice, at the steakhouse, the men's cooking team did not impress the judges from Omaha Steaks. And there was a lot of blame to go around, but you, Mr. Trump, recognized that the real problem was a lack of leadership. And so ultimately, you didn't blame Little John or Meatloaf. You fired Gary Busey. And these are the kind of decisions that would keep me up at night. Say what you will about Mr. Trump. He certainly would bring some change to the White House. See what we've got up there.
Bitches and hoes between things. Over the years I've been up on my toes, and yes I sing things like hero, because them folks might think you soft talking like that. Man, fuck them niggas, I'm going off and coming right back like boomerang when you throw 'em. With these old ghetto poems, think it is better for 'em when they can let it go. album hitchhiking, inviting niggas into the temple. They talked about it. Now everybody got it, had it, talked about it amongst their friends. Coming around my crew, looking jazzy, wanna pretend like you just did it. Both you, even both knew that you got poached. I got your punctuations while our nation is a broke, straight thinking. I hate thinking that these are future mamas of our chillin'. They fucking a different nigga every time they get the feeling too. I'm willing to go the extra kilo. Need it just to see my senorita get her pillow. On the side of my bed where no good ever stayed. House and doctor was the game we used to play, but now it's real, Jack. Yeah.
A real player, not no flop. Having the very best of life, lots of steak and Perry on. Nothing announced a week, and every single day with personal treatment. Tricking these hoes in polo clothes, life as you conceive it. What's conception? Deception. Looking into your eyes, I see your weapon, and it's impressive. They're digging up in your thighs, leaving your closets, keep your closets open, knocking your boots and jaws, hoping to get you strong like bell bombs. Steadily calling me ass one, cause you thinking that you my lady, bitch, don't play me, cause you're janky. I wanted to hit that ass for being a goodie, we got janky. So thank you, one of that southern plagiaristic game, you was the only one to blame. Nigga don't even know your name, it's a shame. You cocking them up and fucking a nigga like two cocker. I'm leaving these folks to be the flowers, don't wait, don't give me tea. I gotta be feeding my daughter, teach her to be that natural woman. She'll be waiting to exhale while you up the whole dumb ass.
If you really want to be my star, maybe we can make a broken heart. If you really want to be my boo, straighten up your shit.
I'll be with you. No good, end up black on black, lack no star. When is I tinted so that no one knows who a star? Talk bad about her nigga, guaranteed to snap like bra. Straps sticking together like grandma and grandpa. In this doggy dog world, kitty cats be scratching on my furry coat to curl. Up with me and my roller tips and bits I want to earl. Cause most of the girls that we was liking in high school, now they like it. Nasty bitch, having no mercy for the disrespect fell one. Some be hanging around the crew looking for fun. Dumb, stepping by, they be asking me all about mine, how she doing, how she be. I know she sipping that wine behind my back, they fought like vultures. Off and on that prison coaches, baby. Hey, faking it like they sculpture nails. But they can go to hell and label Lisa for cause they burn it anyway. Big boy, user and abuser.
On the publishing side, when you make a deal with a publisher, there's going to be a certain split. You may co-own the copyright. The fairly typical deals these days is you co-own the copyright. You, the writer, get 50% of the money as the writer, and the other 50 is divided between the writer and the publisher, what we call a co-publishing deal. So you own the copyright 50-50, but you're a co-publisher, so the net effect is, depending on the other language of the contract, you, the writer, are getting 75% of the money, and the publisher's getting 25% of the money. An administration deal may not involve any ownership of the copyright. The administrator may take anywhere from 20 to 10 to even 5% and just gets commission for collecting your money. But you know where you stand on it. The X factor, I guess, on the publishing side is for BMI, ASCAP, CSAC, the Performing Rights Society, it's not always clear how much they're taking. I don't know that there's any way to, for instance, and again, I'm not sure about this, but, you know, in talking to people from the various Performing Rights Society, no person has ever been able to tell me how do you calculate, you know, what's the formula for me to verify that my guy got the right amount of money for his songs, and how what's your percentage that you get for doing that? I'm sure they know internally, but I have a feeling it's more of an allotment formula. So it's done with averages and very complicated formulas that are beyond the scope of any one person to understand, probably something in a computer. But again, it's an X factor in terms of, you know, if I had a hit song that had exactly the same amount of performances and I co-wrote it with you, and then we had another song with the same amount of performances that I co-wrote with you, would we make the same amount of money from our Performing Rights Society on song number one as song number two? I mean, how does that work? And if you're with BMI and I'm with ASCAP, do you and I get the same amount of money? Not necessarily. You may get more, or I may get more, and we would wonder, well, how does that happen? Because it's the same song. And again, that has to do with that kind of whatever the internal formula of each performing rights organization is. Again, I'm not trying to make an indictment of either of them. I'm just saying, in all my years in the business, it's never been clear to me that there's an exact mathematical formula that I could sit down with and say, all right, it's been played this many times on the radio, so this is how much money I get. I think with things like BDS and better tracking systems, we may eventually get more transparency, I guess would be the word. But at this point in time, I'm not aware that anyone could tell you as a songwriter how they came to the number that they're paying you exactly. And like I said, the biggest issue has been when some of the performing rights societies I know in the past have said, if your co-writer gets more than you, we'll pay you the difference. So if he made $1,000 more than you on the same song, we'll give you the $1,000. And that's all well and good, but it doesn't solve the problem of really, well, but why didn't we all end up with the same amount of money? I understand you'll make up the difference to give you an incentive to stay with, you know, this organization instead of the other organization, but I don't know if that answers the question of, well, how you calculated it in the first place. So that it's a little bit of a gray, kind of a non-transparent thing at this point.
In this video, we're going to discuss how to copyright your music and or beats. Copyrights. The most important step to protect your music, beats, and intellectual property rights will be making sure that you have registered your music with a copyright office. What is the definition of a copyright? A copyright is the exclusive right granted by law for a stated period, usually until 70 years after the death of the surviving author of the work, to make, dispose of, and otherwise control copies of literary, musical, dramatic, pictorial, and other copyrightable works. The exclusive right is set forth in the 1976 Copyright Act, Section 106. Now, the law says that copyright is secured automatically when the work is created, and a work is created when it is fixed in a copy, and that your music actually has a legitimate copyright as soon as you can get your song or music fixed into a tangible format expression. This just means that you either need to get your song recorded into some type of recorder, or get it written down, or logged in some type of record file. But to truly protect yourself, along with some very great advantages and benefits that are backed by the U.S. government, it's best to register your music with the Copyright Office. By registering your music with the Copyright Office, you will not only have a better record of proof that you are the owner of the music, but you will also get certain rights when it comes to lawsuits and benefits for you if you make a claim for copyright infringement, just in case someone uses your music without your permission or the right to do so. All right. How to register your song or beat. All right, what you need to do is send a request form for a form SR or PA application to the Copyright Office, Library of Congress, 101 Independence Avenue, Southeast Washington, D.C. You may want to print this part out here because this is the address that you're going to need to send it to. So it's going to be the Copyright Office, Library of Congress, 101 Independence Avenue, Southeast Washington, D.C., 20559-6000. Or you can actually go to the website, which that's the way that I do it here, by visiting www.copyright.gov. You can also order an application by telephone by calling this number, 202-707-9100. When the application is completed properly, send it to the Copyright Office with, if published, one copy of manuscript, lead sheet, or sound recording of the best edition, or, if published, two copies of manuscript, sheet music, or a sound recording of the best edition, and the appropriate non-refundable registration fee. It costs about $45. I don't know if the fees went up or not at the time, but as of today, it's $45, and you can make the checks payable to the Register of Copyrights. mail everything back in one package to Library of Congress, copyright 101, Independence Avenue, Southeast, Washington, D.C., 205-99-6000. And you're going to make the payment to the Register of Copyrights. Now, the wait time for the application processing and getting your certificate back in the mail is kind of long. It takes a few months. The copyright we've received it probably about 7 months, 6 to 7 months. So usually they say the turnaround time is about 5 to 6 months. But your song is actually registered as soon as the copyright office gets your package. You know, as long as everything is correct in there, you give them the fee, it'll be copyrighted immediately. But as far as you getting your certificate back, that's what you got to wait for. So no worries. As soon as they receive it and everything is fine, your song or your project is copyrighted. All right. The Form PA, Form SO, SRSO, which one should you use? On the Form PA, for published and unpublished works of the performing arts, musical works, and dramatic works, pantomimes, and choreographic works, motion picture, and other audiovisual works. Used Form PA, which is the performing arts form, musical composition that are recorded on a disc or cassettes or works of the performing arts and should be registered with the performing arts. So that's what the PA is performing arts. And I do apologize for the speediness of me doing this. I'm actually about to head out to the door in a little bit, but I want to make sure you guys have this. Let's say, for example, on this performing arts form, let's say that a writer, big producer, Johnny, writes a song, words and music, called Lost in Your Smile. Although he may have recorded it, if he is only interested in just registering the song work, you know, the underlying or musical composition of it, but not the actual recording, then the Form PA should be used. The Form SR for a sound recording is for published or unpublished sound recordings. You're going to use the SR form. So jot this down somewhere so you remember this, but registration for a sound recording alone is not the same as a registration for musical, dramatic, or literary work that has been recorded. So the Form SR is used for registration of the particular sounds or a particular recorded performance. Form SR should be used if you wish to make one registration for both the sound recording and the original work, so the musical composition of it. You may make a single registration using Form SR only if the copyright claimant is the same for both the sound and the musical composition of it. All right, the bottom line is that the copyrights and sound recordings are to be registered on copyright form SR. All right, now this is another example. Let's say that an artist, the Regional Buzz, performs and then records Lost in Your Smile, which was written by big producer Johnny. After the artist, Regional Buzz, gets permission, clearance, and a license from big producer Johnny, if Regional Buzz wants to submit the recording form, for copyright registration, then the Form SR should be used. If you're the owner of both the song composition and the sound recording of a particular song, you can just use the copyright Form SR to register both of these separate elements as one registration. This is sometimes normal when it comes to producers who write their own music and then record it as a production. All right. Sounds accompanying a motion picture or other audiovisual work should not be registered on the Form SR. You may also file multiple songs as a collection of songs. So that's pretty much the basic of copyright. I give you the address, where to go to, what kind of forms, what examples of how you should use it, and whatnot. So I just want to thank you guys and just let you know this was brought to you by the people that show you how to get your music listed and sold on iTunes.
I hear you, man. Yo, real talk. Yo, we want to let our listeners know, man, we're back on the air. Yo, part two. Actually, part one of a whole series, which is called Today is the Day. I got my man, Mr. NYC himself, Corey Flute. Yo, one of the guys is definitely out in the field, keeping it real, letting everybody know what's up and what's happening now. You know what I'm saying? I've been bragging to a lot of the young artists, pretty much, you know, a lot of the stuff, a lot of the works that you actually do in terms of the community with the music. You know, today is a very real issue concerning a lot of our youth, you know, something that I know you're definitely very passionate about, something that you definitely, you know, have no bones about letting anybody know really what the business is and what's going on around. What I'm going to do right here, I'm going to give you a definite chance to just, you know, really, really, really implement and really talk about, you know, to the listeners, you know, that's locked in. We're actually live on a CBS, AOL, Yahoo, open feed. Last FM is definitely redistributing as well as Dish Network. So we got a lot of people that are definitely locked into this broadcast. What I'm going to do, like matter of fact, before I drop this joint and really have you just really just give the world what the business is, the joint, Line of Judah, the joint in due time, you know, the mindset behind both those joints, really kind of catch our new listeners up on just really what all that's about before I drop this joint on them in due time.
Well, Line of Judah is basically trying to, wake people up. That's my spirit, you know what I'm saying? That's waking them up. That's the lion in me. That's the Judah is every black person that's in America. You feel me? That's the black Americans. Just trying to wake my people up a different way than the other stars that's out right now do their thing. That's why you heard me mention names as Jay-Z, Biggie, 50 Cent, Diddy. I said it on there, but I'm trying to come through, and just because I'm from New York like them, don't mean I'm trying to do it like them. I'm a different breed. So that's what Line of Judah was about. It was just to wake the black Americans up and let them know what they are and who they come from and what they really come from. You know what I mean? In due time, it's just about, you know what I'm saying? That's just that's everything that's going on right now. You know what I mean? That's everything that's going on right now. Up to the date, up to the time, and it's just letting people know, like, yo, in due time, like, you got to get ready, you got to be focused, like, it's right now, like, just do not focus right now, like, you got to really build yourself, like, because right now, you see what's going on, like, as far as with the communities, the cops is out more, the D's is out more, shootings is happening more, the girls is out more, everything is out more, you feel me, so mm-hmm. It's just in due time, like, you'll never know, but it's in due time, so I'm ready, so you got to be ready. So that's what Thinking Time is about.
Definitely. Like, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to definitely drop this joint on you, then I'm going to definitely let my man, I'm going to turn the beast loose on you, man. Real talk, I'm going to let y'all know, real talk, like I told you before, today is the day. Today is the day that we wake up, we open our minds up to really what we must do in order to survive. I mean, it's about survival at this point. It's about survival.
It's not no thing right now. It's for real, man. He's nobody don't like you. Nobody care about you. Like, and nobody has to be here. Like,
that's right.
It's crazy. It's a crazy game. It's a good and an evil thing, man. It's really a good and evil team right now, man. And
that's right. You gotta know. You gotta know where you stand.
You gotta know where you fit. You gotta know who you are. Like, you need to know who you are. You gotta know the history, brother.
Right.
A lot of us don't even know our history. Like, that's messed up through schools, you feel me?
Exactly.
Through schools and generation and generation, passed down, the history been changed around. So it's just, we all, like, in a big, big, big cup just sitting, you feel me? It's
right.
Crazy.
A big one, crazy. definitely. Well, yo, yeah. You already know how we going to do it. This is what I'm going to do.
Where is Ephraim Judah, and you're listening to Reggae 141.
How can you hurt me and still be on top of me? Yes, all is possible.